Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas met today in Gaza with top leaders of the Islamic militant group Hamas. Abbas is under intense international pressure to stop Palestinian suicide attacks. Hamas has claimed responsibility for several such attacks in recent months. Hamas said no specific demands were put on the table today, but the talks would continue. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza, and he joins us now. Peter, this was the first meeting between Hamas and Mahmoud Abbas since he became prime minister. It appears to have been quite a preliminary meeting. No tough decisions made today.
That's right, Melissa. Abbas did not come down himself to talk with reporters after meeting with the top Hamas officials. He sent Palestinian lawmaker Ziad Abu Ammar instead, who called the talks positive and candid. He said all the issues were discussed, but only in general terms. In other words, there was no immediate specific demand for an end to the kind of bombing attacks that have paralyzed efforts to move the peace process forward so far. A Hamas spokesman came out and said they thought it was positive. They used language like searching for common ground, finding ways to reach our goals. Now, in the past, phrases like that have signaled a willingness to consider a ceasefire, which Prime Minister Abbas has said all along is his preferred approach to stopping the attacks.
Now, Israel has said that a ceasefire on its own is not enough, that they need total disarmament, not just of Hamas, but also Islamic Jihad.
That's right. And within the Sharon government, it's quite common to find the argument that a ceasefire is actually worse than the current situation in the sense that it gives Hamas time to rearm. Then there are those who will point to recent events as evidence of that. Others suggest, though, that a ceasefire is essential for Abbas and his security chief, Mohammed Dahlan, who are still trying to get a grip on the Palestinian security forces. As Abbas was meeting with Hamas today, just down the hall, Dahlan was meeting with his own security chiefs, trying to sort out the internal issues. Hamas says its position for the moment remains unchanged. Mahmoud Zahar put it this way, if Israelis stop killing Palestinian civilians, we'll stop killing Israeli civilians.
Peter, I understand you spent much of the day in Beit Hanun in northern Gaza, a town that Mahmoud Abbas canceled a visit to yesterday. What are people there saying?
Well, they're very indifferent to Mr. Abbas and his efforts, and they're quite angry at the Israeli army. We saw several destroyed homes, ripped up olive groves and citrus groves, many families left homeless. But I also met a few Beit Hanun residents who are fed up with the Qassam rocket attacks that were launched from the area. They're not saying that it justifies the Israeli reprisals. They call those hugely out of proportion. But they are saying these rocket attacks seem to only hurt us and not help us at all.
And briefly, Peter, there are reports of potential meetings between Ariel Sharon and President Bush, also between President Bush and Mahmoud Abbas. Any suggestion that the peace process may be about to move forward?
Well, the personal involvement of the president is always seen as a positive step. People are pretty skeptical about any real breakthroughs. On the other hand, if Mr. Abbas, for instance, is meeting with President Bush at some point down the road, these meetings could be part of bringing something to the table for a meeting such as that.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Gaza.